Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On Podcast series at Next Chapter Podcasts. The Play On Podcasts have featured a wide array of phenomenal actors, engineers, sound designers, writers, and collaborators from across the fields of theater, audio, and more. But this podcast series, Measure for Measure, has a new feature. This is the first time that Next Chapter Podcast brought an entire theater company on board to complete a play-on series. Fiasco Theater is an ensemble founded and run by actors. The co-artistic directors of Fiasco met in graduate school during the first years of the Brown Trinity MFA acting program. They connected through discussing how actor training and collaboration work best. Together, they sought to define what makes for the most effective, exciting rehearsal. At Brown, they wore many hats in their collaborations as actors, directors, and writers, and after school, they wanted to keep working that way. As an ensemble of artists with a shared vocabulary and a love for making great theater through dynamic rehearsal, Fiasco was born out of that desire, and they have a non-hierarchical leadership structure with three artistic directors sharing power. Their classes and productions often have co-teachers and co-directors, modeling collaboration and multiple perspectives, inviting ensemble members to bring their holistic selves to the conversation. Jesse Austrian and Noah Brody are two of the three co-founders, along with Ben Steinfeld, and they are all artistic directors of Fiasco Theater as well. Jesse directed the Play On Podcast series Measure for Measure, and Noah Brody plays multiple characters, including Pumpy, the brash barback at Mistress Overdone's brothel. Jesse is a theater maker, educator, activist, and parent. She's performed on Broadway, off Broadway, all over the country in regional theater, and in film and TV. And she's also married to Noah and mother to their two kids. Noah is also an actor, director, teacher, and writer who's directed and performed extensively for Fiasco and on and off Broadway. And in his words, his film and television credits are so old, he doesn't want to list them. I know the feeling. They're both here with me now. Jesse, Noah, welcome to the Play On Podcast bonus content series for Measure for Measure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a very thorough and lovely introduction. Thank you, Michael.
Yes. In all honesty, though, you've given me a Broadway credit I don't actually have.
Oh, we're going to take that back. That's right. Okay, so you almost made it to Broadway. There's still hope, you know.
Oh yeah, he's still young.
Oh well, no, I'm turning that necessity into a virtue and saying I simply refuse to sell out.
That's right. You know, I tell my wife who's been on Broadway that like she's the commercial artist.
Right.
So I want to talk about how Fiasco came into being. I gave a little bit of the history there, obviously Brown Trinity. You all were working together. Jesse, Noah, and Ben all in the same acting class at Brown?
No, Ben and Noah were in the very first class of what was then a brand new program at Brown Trinity Rep. Trinity Repertory Company had had a conservatory for a long time that was very steeped in the ethos of actor-centered work that is part of Trinity's history from its earliest artistic directors from the Adrian Hall days and the Dick Jenkins days through to the Oscar Eustace days, which is when we were there. And Oscar made this sort of connection between Brown and Trinity, and Ben and Noah, along with Andy Grotlucian, who's one of our founding company members, were in the very first class of that new program. Myself and Paul Coffey, who's another founding company member and in the Play On podcast, were in the second graduating class of that new program.
And just want to say, so Andy plays the Duke,
yep,
and Paul plays Angelo.
Yes. And then Emily, who plays Isabella in Mistress Overdone, was in the third class of that new program. And so all six of us who became the founding company members, our company has since expanded, but those original founding company members were there at the same time. We were the first three classes of a new program. And part of what made the program, from my perspective, unique at the time was that it was a place where acting and directing and writing, there was a lot of porousness between those departments and an invitation for people who were there studying as actors to get to wear many other hats. And it was very focused on collaboration. And because it was a new program, I think there was a shared spirit amongst many of us who were there in the early years of wanting to build a new model for actor training and for how theater gets made and how collaboration can work in the field.
You also mentioned Oscar Eustace. I just want to point out he's the artistic director of the Public Theater in New York, which has been under his leadership and many other leaders in the past. It's generated a ton of work that has gone on to Broadway, including Hamilton. So just want to put a little asterisk there on the DNA of Fiasco. Noah, you were about to say.
Oh, I was just about to add that part of what we were, Jesse's beautifully outlined what it was like to be there, but part of that experience was also at working at a theater that had a long-term company, mm-hmm. and that it was being trained by actors who were still, A, were still working actors, and B, were part of long ongoing collaborative relationships among other actors and with a theater. So I think that was also influential to us in seeing what it was like to be part of an ongoing collaboration as opposed to, you know, what is a not uncommon actor's experience, which is being jobbed in.
So the it sounds to me like kind of from the start, your training, your experience together was really about empowering actors as storytellers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you've said that really well. And part of the, you know, we didn't realize it at the time. I think this is a backwards looking take on it, but like now looking back, what brought us together as founders of Fiasco, I think, was that we really loved trying to figure out what did that most efficiently, like what empowers actors as storytellers in the rehearsal room. And that was part of our training, was learning how to rehearse, right? How do actors rehearse? That's our job. And so then after school, we ended up founding this company that was really based largely in that, which is our love of rehearsal and our belief that rehearsal is the thing you keep doing as an actor. And then you invite the audience into that, as opposed to any idea that like rehearsal is one thing and then performance is a totally different thing, right? That like, if you are rehearsing well, that is your acting technique. And we at Fiasco, I think in the, you know, 15 years since we graduated from Trinity, have tried to really build on that and bring our own understanding based on our work over the last 12 years to that understanding and figure out like what is a model that lets us rehearse most efficiently, effectively, and joyfully, and how can we bring the audience into that, invite them in, welcome them into a space where audiences can witness that kind of joy in theater making and storytelling.
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast series. I hope you're enjoying this conversation with the creatives behind the scenes. To listen to the full interview, join the Play On supporting cast for just $5 a month, which by the time you hear this might be less than you'll pay for a gallon of gas. You'll get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll also enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On podcast series. Subscribe today for $5 a month. Join the cast. Go to ncpodcast.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening.
Next Chapter Podcasts.